The Army has cut 8,000 vehicles since its peak in 2009. It includes cars, tractors, ambulances, and other non-combat vehicles. In addition, it reached its goal for alternative energy vehicles 8 years early. Edward Moscatelli is Chief of Transportation in the Office of the Assistant Chief of Staff for Installation Management. And he says there are 5,000 more vehicles than can be cut. He joins us now to tell us how he plans to do it. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to talk about this good news story for the Army.
So tell us about the 5,000 vehicles that you say can pretty much go.
Well, actually, we've got an update on that, and with the emphasis placed on reduction of the fleet since 2009 by the Army leadership, we had a peak of 82,860 vehicles in fiscal year 2009. As of the end of fiscal year 12, we're down to 70,800 plus vehicle, approximately 12,000 vehicle reduction at the present time. We're still looking at additional vehicles to reduce. We believe we can reduce another 3,000 to 5,000 vehicles as the Army reduces its size due to the drawdowns in Afghanistan.
So what makes vehicles excess?
Well, we look at every year we look at the usage of the vehicles, what the mission is of that vehicle, and we judge whether or not the vehicle is being used for approximately 10,000 miles a year to see whether it's the full utilization. It also depends on the mission. For instance, fire trucks, obviously we don't worry about the number of miles we put on the fire trucks. We prefer not to put mileage on fire trucks. But we do have to look at the number of times they have to deploy to a specific incident, and also the population that they're supporting, that kind of thing. So there's different justifications for each vehicle. But every year we go through a process to reduce the size of the fleet. We want to optimize the fleet. We don't want to have excess laying around.
And so that means that if a general calls for a car to go from one end of the base to the other, he'll still have it or she'll still have it?
Not necessarily so. What we're trying to do is we try to keep away from assigning vehicles to specific individuals. Very few individuals are assigned vehicles. Usually what will happen is we have vehicles that are general dispatch. They're available each day for whoever needs them. And what we will try to do is we will try to provide certain commands, the headquarters element, a small number of vehicles that are dispatched to them on a daily basis for general use. So the general may use it one time. It may be used by someone else within his staff the next time.
We're speaking with Edward Moscatelli. He's Chief of Transportation in the Office of the Assistant Chief of Staff for Installation Management in the Army. And you're also greening up this whole business. Even as you turn, as you reduce, you're also turning over into the green. What's your experience so far with some of the non-standard gasoline type of vehicles?
Well, we're really happy with the hybrids and the plug-in electric vehicles and fully electric vehicles that are on the horizon. Our biggest thing is to make sure that we get a sufficient number of these vehicles to really impact on our use of fossil fuel. We are driving down the use of fossil fuel to the point where in this past year we're at 28.5% reduction from the 2005 baseline, and that is close to the 2020 requirement of a 30% reduction. This is done because every year when we replace vehicles that are required to be replaced due to age or mileage, we look at what their current miles per gallon is versus what is available to replace them. And we always try to get at least a 5 to 10 miles per gallon increase. So that means that we're pushing for hybrids, where hybrids are a smart thing to do. And where they aren't, we go with low greenhouse gas vehicles, which in most cases double the mileage on a normal gas engine.
Now, I'm just thinking about, you know, on the normal market, often those vehicles sound good, but they actually have a higher sticker price than the, you know, conventional vehicle. So how, when you do sort of the cost-benefit analysis, how does that work?
Well, one of the things that we've done is most of the vehicles that we have, probably 84%, if not a little bit higher, of our fleet are GSA leased vehicles from the General Services Administration. And what we do, we've worked with them whereby hybrids, electrics, the plug-in electrics, we're amortizing their cost over a longer period of time. So therefore, what we're trying to do is keep the monthly lease rate the same as a normal gas engine vehicle. And at the same time, taking the cost of that hybrid and amortizing it over a longer period of time, which is good for them, because the hybrid in the secondary market, we figure around 5 years, it's going to hit its peak, so that they can get as much money back on the secondary as they can. And for us, it's a steady lease rate every month so that our bill does not fluctuate that greatly at any given time.
And I want to know whatever happened to the Jeep, because now the Jeep company advertises their ties to the Army and show, you know, glowing pictures of yesteryear and so forth, but do they still exist?
Jeep as Jeep as you know it.
Well, I mean like the thing that Beetle Bailey drives around, you know, that type of thing.
No, we don't have those anymore. They may have been the tactical side of the house is another totally different situation.
Sure.
And on the non-tactical side, we do have some commercially designed Jeeps that are in our inventory, but they're not that many of them.
And I want to ask you about those cars and trucks, those excess ones, because, of course, when you're trying to go green, there is always the problem of what do you do with your trash or your leftovers. So what happens with those that you get rid of?
Okay, the vehicles that we turn in back into GSA are put on the secondary market, and they're sold to anyone and everybody that comes into GSA for the auctions that they conduct. As far as the Army is concerned, well, as we're downsizing and right-sizing the vehicles, we look across the Army, and before we turn in something that is still usable, we cross-level so that we're actually turning in the oldest vehicles that meet the criteria for turn-in.
All right, so let's wrap it up here then. What is it, how do you think your fleet is going to look, say, a year or 2 years from now, and what are you hoping in terms of the reduction in standard fossil fuel use?
In 2 years from now, we expect that our fleet will still be a composite fleet. We'll never get away from being a composite fleet, but it'll be a predominantly hybrid, plug-in hybrid, electric, and probably low greenhouse gas vehicles. We expect that based on the rules that we utilize, we expect that the fossil fuel consumption will still decrease, but it won't decrease as much as it has right now until we go to an all-electric fleet, which is probably several years down the road.
Edward Moscatelli is Chief of Transportation in the Office of the Assistant Chief of Staff for Installation Management for the U.S. Army. And we thank you for joining us.
I greatly appreciate the time.